This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The CDC is changing its guidance on the COVID vaccines, backing away from its vaccine recommendation and instead telling Americans it's up to them whether or not they get a COVID shot. Airports across Europe are seeing long lines at counters after a reported cyber attack last night.
Brussels airport saying this attack hit the provider whose systems control check-in and boarding. That's left those systems basically inoperable, airports and passengers resorting to manual options as backup. Now, the U.S.-based parent company of that provider, RTX Corporation, saying in a statement to ABC News that they are, quote, aware of a cyber-related disruption, adding that they are actively working to resolve this issue.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. Airports in the United Kingdom and Germany were also affected. Military officials say Russia fired at least 600 missiles into Ukraine overnight, Ukraine responding with attacks on two Russian oil refineries. This is ABC News. A U.S. attorney handpicked by President Trump is out of a job after declining to prosecute one of the president's political opponents. U.S. Attorney Eric Siebert resigned yesterday following a lengthy investigation of New York Attorney General Letitia James and alleged mortgage fraud, which netted no charges.
Trump claims he ousted Siebert because he was supported by Virginia's two Democratic senators. But sources tell ABC News Trump has told top administration officials he wants to install someone who will prosecute James. ABC's Jonathan Carl pressing the president.
So you want him fired? You want him out?
Yeah, I want him out, yeah.
James has denied any wrongdoing, and in a statement to ABC News, her lawyers saying Siebert's ouster is a, quote, brazen attack on the rule of law.
ABC's Catherine Falder. Some major tech companies, including Meta, Amazon, and Microsoft, reportedly asking their employees working abroad to return to the U.S. It comes after President Trump signed an executive order increasing the cost of H-1B visas. I'm Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Parents in Wisconsin are more stressed than ever, and one in four say they don't get the social and emotional support they need. That's according to a UW-Milwaukee report. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Professor Liz Sharda with Hope College says parenting stress represents a mismatch between demands and available resources exacerbated by self-reliant nuclear family models.
So this expectation that we have to do it all, that we have to be everything for our children and for our family system. And those expectations are kind of operating in a context of a real decrease in social connection and increase in loneliness.
Sharda says moving back to a society that embraces collective care could help to ease the burden on parents. That includes building support networks before they're urgently needed and shifting expectations about parenting to ensure both caregivers and children are getting the support they need. Collective care is grounded in interdependence and belonging and involves seeing others' well-being as a shared responsibility rather than an individual burden. This can range from formal arrangements such as co-housing communities, to informal neighbor relationships. Sharda says families with stronger connections to others demonstrate greater resilience in handling both daily stress and crises. She emphasizes the value of having multiple people committed to a child's well-being, offering diverse strengths beyond what individual parents can provide. Sharda stresses that this parenting epidemic needs macro-level solutions.
We also need systemic and structural changes too. We need support for policies that make connection possible. So it's not just an individual problem or a family level problem, but a societal problem too.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers today. We'll see highs near 75 degrees. Pockets of heavy rainfall possible. Tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low around 59. Partly sunny, mid-70s for Sunday. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Monday, scattered storms and 76.
It's 64 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, if you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco!
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, standing by in the side saddle, the hostess with the mostest, the shotgun rider, the shotgun shooter, the swimmer, the biker, the hiker, the sideways banana battalion leader, Danielle Fairman. And of course, our culinary creator, the lady who can take anything from the grass, from the yard, or from the field, throw her on a table, and it's delicious. Ellie Lawton, our acclaimed chef, is here with us. Ellie, great to have you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. We're going to do the rest of the show in French today, I think. Should we do that?
You should definitely do that.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous, Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
Sure.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, me too.
Jacob joins us. He is in the, he's back in the little fishbowl running the show for us. Appreciate it. And of course, Noah Morris from Morris Original is running the board here. And we have a guest today that I'm pretty jacked about.
Me too.
Actually, Jack is a nickname for his actual name. Have you ever been called Jack?
No, I haven't been.
Johnny Bauman.
Johnny, I didn't know that was a name.
Johnny, do you have a girlfriend, a wife,
yes,
a fiance?
Yes, sir. I have an amazing girlfriend.
You have an amazing girlfriend. Could you?
You know how I creep on people's profiles that come onto our show?
Yeah, yes, Danielle, you Danielle do creep on people. There's no doubt about it.
He said the cutest thing. It was just his birthday.
He said the cutest thing.
He
okay.
did.
To his girlfriend?
No, well, kind of, yeah, but it was on Facebook. Her name's Adele.
Adele.
See, look, I'm a total creep. But he called her my favorite forever girl. I'm like,
Johnny.
Why can't I be your forever girl?
Johnny. I think you are Josh's forever girl.
I know,
Danielle.
But he said it. That was really
sweet. That's effing precious.
That's all legit. Yep.
That's effing.
It was so cute.
That's precious. I'm telling you.
Shout out to Adele.
Hey Adele. Johnny thinks you're for. Would you say, Johnny, that you tagged and bagged this girl?
You didn't tag her?
No. That is a play on Johnny Bauman's business. Tagged and bagged.
I think I got her tagged and bagged.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty dang close.
That's a very accurate representation. And you will learn why, Danielle, get your mind out of the gutter, okay?
Danielle, get your mind out of the mud.
No, that was just thinking possess. Like, he just possessed her. Like, he is hers. She is his, I mean.
Isn't that kind of how relationships go?
You are each other's? But he doesn't own me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I am Dr. Ruth Westheimer. We are talking relationships today. Yeah.
The poetry from Facebook was a little better than the back and tagged her.
Okay, but see, Jacob.
It started off with, she's my muse, the most wonderful thing. And then I bagged and tagged her.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I'm going to explain why romance. Johnny Bauman's
owning
that. I like
where this is going. Let's do relationships tonight.
I want to do a relationship show. I think that'd be
Wisconsin
fantastic.
Wisconsin relationships.
Yep. That would be awesome. Relationships.
Johnny
Bauman owns a company called Tagged and Bagged. Yeah. See, I was making, relating that to each other. And the company, which I think is just a fantastic idea. I love entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I love when someone
love
comes
Johnny's
up
product.
With an idea that becomes a product. And we all have this product. And if you look around, the fishbowl, the studio here in Concord, Wisconsin, yes. WFSH, you will see plenty of waterfowl on hanging from the walls.
It's fair to say you tagged and bagged a lot in here.
Yeah, you did.
I certainly did.
You need more wall space, man.
And tagged and bagged.
He's got a bunch out there.
I do have some wall space out there. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to hang taxidermy out there, so I don't know what's going to ever be. It's all jam-packed in here, but tagged and bagged, for lack of a better definition, is a way to preserve what you harvest in the field for taxidermy.
Amen. Yep. You're
and I
spot
think
on.
It's fantastic. All right, I'm getting too excited.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah,
whoa.
We have to do our weekly WISCOs.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's do Danielle.
First, then we can jump into this.
Danielle, that is
too.
Why you're here. You're reining me in. You're
for one,
off the wall. I'm going to calm myself down.
One time,
and I'm going to let you guys run it for a minute. Talk to me about your weekly WISCO.
So weekly WISCO is anything that we have done in Wisconsin that we love to share with the world.
Awesome.
Yes.
And I say world because Race and WISCO, you can hear us worldwide.
Yeah, anywhere.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It really
in
is.
Fact, a member of the Xhosa tribe, that's like a click language in Africa, they listen to our show.
They do not.
I'm not making it up.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I hunted in South Africa, and I have to say this right. The language is Xhosa. That's how they say it, Xhosa.
Oh.
Isn't that tricky to say? Xhosa.
I feel like you did a very good
and
job.
And they work with Johnny Fetting Safaris. They're the trackers for Johnny, and Johnny listens to our show in South Africa with members of the Xhosa tribe.
That's
Well, shout out That's to awesome. Them. Click, click.
Shout out.
Oh, man.
I don't know how to do it.
I think you did just fine. Shout out to them.
I'm going to need to look that up on the app.
So, yes. So, go ahead, Danielle. My apology. I just wanted to say, I thought that was exciting.
That's
really cool.
That's
legendary,
yeah.
So, for my weekly WISCO, I did something that was in the outdoors, but I call it the Redneck Destruction Derby.
What?
Redneck Destruction Derby. It is as exciting as it sounds. So it is Slinger Slam Fest at the Slinger Speedway.
Sure.
And it was after.
The
it
Slinger
was
Super Speedway?
The Slinger Super Speedway. Super. And
that's super.
So super.
You guys are super.
Thank you.
And it was figure eight with trucks with trailers, school buses, things starting on fire. There was a new relay race where you got to go around the track once, and then once you get to your partner, you have to go around backwards. Then the other person goes forward. Then
against
they go,
traffic.
Against
going
traffic. It is
100 miles an hour.
The most hilarious thing. Everybody in the stands are just laughing and crying. It's such a great time. They
sounds like rush hour on 94.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll be honest. I would be sitting there nervous the whole time that someone was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of it.
Getting hurt or crashing?
Slam fest.
Yeah, you're just watching
slam
people
into
get
each other.
Do they have?
It's old time. It not old timey. It is run down vehicles and trailers.
Kind of like demolition derby.
Yes,
demo
exactly.
derby.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yep.
Extreme and demo derby. Is how it
I would
is.
Say that sounds
with beer with cheap beer.
Johnny, I think is my flow longer than yours?
Yeah, you guys have the same hair. Johnny's is longer.
Boy.
Get the tape measure out. Let's go.
Johnny's got more flow. Johnny had back in the day we call them mullets. They don't call them mullets.
I want to see both of your hairstyles with your hats off.
Yours is not a mullet.
It's not a mullet.
Because I want to see how Johnny has the top
long
of his
hair.
Is yours like short on top?
Is yours short on
mullet?
No, mine kind of
is yours business in the front.
Oh.
You have the same hair.
That is a
no, his is shorter. His is shorter on the top.
That is a mullet.
His is more business in the front, party in the rear.
Exactly.
A Kentucky waterfall, a Tennessee top hat, a soccer
So
one.
Yours is more what? Then?
Mine's just a ridiculous midlife crisis.
I don't think it looks ridiculous.
That's all it really is. Okay, let's be honest. Midlife crisis.
So, do you guys actually believe in midlife crisis situations?
I don't actually.
I do not.
Because if there's such a thing as a midlife crisis, this is number six or seven for me.
Yeah.
I don't buy sports cars. I do crazy adventures, but I've been doing that since I was 20.
I believe in phases.
Oh, let's hear it. I'm interested. What are the phases?
This should go towards our like relationship show.
We're going to do...
Because we could talk about phases.
Because we are going into hunting season, so the brand new relationships are about to enter their first hunting season.
We're going through a phase right now. We're ending summer. We're going into fall.
Yes, life is phases,
we're
going to really.
Waterfall right into fall.
Waterfall. It's waterfall fall season.
Man.
Okay, I want to point this out.
We need to finish our weekly Wiscos.
Today, when you're listening to this show, we are exactly 1 week and 1 day from the opening of waterfall season.
Woohoo!
Look, you guys, that makes the hair on my arm stand up. That's so exciting.
Does it make the hair on your mullet stand up?
No. My follicles aren't that strong. But they're pretty curly, I will tell you that. Well, I think that sounds like a great weekly Wisco, Danielle.
Yes.
I don't know that I really have the stomach for Demolition Derby style stuff. I'd just be worried. But they've got fire trucks and ambulances
everywhere. And my goal for next year is to be the forklift operator. Going out there and picking up all the cars that can't move.
Wait, with the shovel truck? Or what did you call it last time?
What was it, the shovel truck? Was it the shovel
or the bucket truck?
Was it a bucket truck?
I called it a bucket truck. Yep. A digger.
That's the excavator.
Yeah.
Excavator.
Yes.
That's easy for you to say. Bless you.
Johnny, do you have a weekly Wisco?
Well, I wasn't in Wisco last week.
You weren't? Where were you?
I was in Tennessee.
Well, give us a Tennessee.
That's why you have a Tennessee top hat.
Tennessee. Yeah, we were down in Tennessee, and we were ripping some trails on the side-by-sides that we rented.
Oh, that's awesome.
Through the mountains, ripping up, and we saw four black bears, which is really
cool.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Ran into a lot of them. Nothing crazy big, but it was really cool just to be out in God's creation.
Yes.
Wow.
Black bear hunting is one of my favorite kind of hunting. I'll tell you, they come in with those soft pads. You don't hear them, and all of a sudden, a beast that could maul you to death in 30 seconds flat is standing in front of you. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, sounds thrilling.
That's my form of excitement. What do you got, Chef Lawton?
Well, I think ours is the same.
Aww. And we've got to give some credit to Megan.
Megan Salazar.
Salad Bar Salazar, our Facebook czar.
Yes.
Megan Facebook czar, Salad Bar Salazar.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a fantastic time this last week.
What did you do?
We were with the A-Team at Opportunities Incorporated, which is a disability work center. And we served wild game, everything from goose and duck to wild boar and ram.
And ram?
Oh, yeah.
Wild ram.
Yeah, they got to taste it all.
And we made Chef Lawton. I made the meat, and then Chef Lawton made wild game birria tacos.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
those are
it was a beautiful day. Everybody had a great lunch.
Her birria tacos are the best.
Just
so
beautiful.
Fun.
We got, you know what I love the most about it? We got more hugs. I got more hugs today than I get in an entire year. And I just love it. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to shout out to Barb LaDuke and the folks at Opportunities Incorporated, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and the A-Team. You ever think that you have a rough day or a tough life? These folks have physical and intellectual disabilities, and they're the happiest people you will ever meet. They will turn your day around, and they will make you realize you ain't got jack to complain about. So that was
it's been a while since I've felt that loved.
Yeah.
Do you need a
Chef
hug?
No, please, no, I don't.
Chef Lawton, why do you think I'm so excited to get such love from the food I eat?
Well, I didn't know I was going to make it to the Blackstone because everyone was hugging me. It was so wonderful. We had good conversation and funny stories and a really nice time.
Yeah, that was a pretty fantastic.
Great. Yeah,
that's
pretty
so
fantastic.
Cool.
So shout out to Megan for putting that together. It was a wonderful day.
Yeah, Megan Salazar, thank you so much for coming up with the idea. It was really fantastic. And now I think Megan's got us roped into something else with them in February.
So. Yes, we have a wild romance dinner.
A wild romance for Valentine's Day. They want to do a wild game dinner for Valentine's Day.
Yes. So,
Chef Lawton, you are roped into that, it sounds like, with Megan as well.
Have Blackstone will travel.
You know what? I'll be honest. That was actually pretty awesome how easily it was transported there and how great it worked.
Yeah, we had a good system down.
It was fantastic. I'm really excited to talk waterfowl and talk about what to do with your trophy. Johnny Bauman from Tagged and Bagged, the owner, CEO, chief cook, and bottle washer is here. You're going to learn a lot, plus a recipe of the week. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything about the great outdoors in the great state of Wisconsin. You can catch us on all civic media stations throughout the state, 21 of them. And this week, we've got an extraordinary guest, an exclusive with the author of Monster, the true story of the Jeffrey Dahmer murders, Annie Schwartz. Annie Schwartz is not only an award-winning journalist, but worked for the Milwaukee Police Department, worked for the Wisconsin Legislature, worked for the Attorney General's office. Her accolades go on, and so does her resume.
You
get a little bit of an inside sneak peek of Annie Schwartz's life because we have been friends since we worked together back in the Channel 12 days. She wrote the monster book, Monster.
Yes.
It's a monster. And I was telling folks, I had the honor and privilege to attend the Jeffrey Dahmer trial with Annie Schwartz. I was 21 years old, and Annie Schwartz was a Were you a cub reporter at that time? What was it?
Oh no, I was whatever it's called after you grow out of being the cub when you lose the cute stage. cub was when I was still at the Milwaukee Journal and writing the book. After the book, it was television, and then I was a full grown whatever it is when you eat your young.
You were still.
I like that.
You broke the biggest story to honestly ever come out of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, we have Ed Gein, we've got the Packers, we've got the Brewers, but I don't think there is any story that has had the impact on the citizens of the state of Wisconsin like Jeffrey Dahmer has. And I want to know, if you don't mind sharing, how old were you at the time?
Oh, good gravy. Let's see. I think I was, when the story broke, I was 30.
Yeah, imagine that.
Now I'm 130. But it was a crazy thing because I didn't go looking for it. I was the young reporter. I was a cub reporter. I was a young reporter who was working like the crappiest shift in the newsroom. I was the Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend cops reporter, 4 p.m. to midnight. Oh. Which meant you had no life, not a problem, so I really wasn't doing that anyway. But I loved it. And I think that it's why, you know, you started the show out today by talking about how I've developed this interest in hunting lately. That's why you become a journalist, is because you're curious about everything.
Yes.
And when I first heard about the Dahmer story, I just wanted to know more. It wasn't, you know, any kind of a purient, you know, interest. It was like, well, that's crazy. How does that happen? How do you grow up like that? Mm-hmm. What is that about?
And you actually had it there at your fingertips to go and investigate it.
Well, I did.
Right now, I'm 37 next month. I have no idea. If I had that kind of interest, I have no idea where I would go.
Well,
who is our Jeffrey Dahmer right now?
I was going to get to that.
There's the Gilgo Beach serial killer. So there's the Gilgo Beach serial killer, the guy out in New York who was killing the prostitutes, calling them, having them come to his home and then killing them while his wife and daughter were out of the house. I mean, there is always a story like that. And what you always find out is there's that story of the hidden life. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, at its most tame, it is, you know, Annie Schwartz, law firm litigation communications expert by day, you know, huntress. Weekend huntress.
I love that.
By weekend.
Very soon.
But I want to know, at that time, mm-hmm. how on earth you ended up getting access and getting the information you did to really be the only show in town about Jeffrey Dahmer. I remember at that time, everybody tuning in to see what Annie Schwartz had on the Jeffrey Dahmer story, which as it broke was a massive scale, the size of Pompeii, hurricane, volcano, every time you went on the air with new information. How were you able to get that information and bring it to folks when everybody else kind of was standing on the fringes of that story?
It starts by being curious. I loved the police beat. I still think it's the best beat in the newsroom. I loved it. I loved cop shows when I was very, very young, and I was fascinated by it. And what I did is I would ask the cops when I was covering the beat, I would say, hey, can I come on a ride along with you? Mm-hmm. Can I go to the, you know, I would go to the visit where the SWAT team got together and say, show me the weapons, show me what you're doing, teach me what things are for.
And that's like a normal thing you are allowed to go on there. What did that all
intake? Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a reporter back then, yes, that would never happen now. And then that only increased when I went to work there, when I went to work at the police department, because there was always this curiosity. And
you
the cops
the
knew that. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Ellie. I asked all the questions, and the cops loved that because what they saw wasn't just some reporter trying to get
a
story.
Right.
They saw somebody who had curiosity.
You develop
General
relationships,
interest.
And that is what it takes to be successful.
They don't do that anymore.
Annie, you had the relationships that were founded in trust that allowed you to get at the information people wanted, and the police were okay with you sharing it, which was the mm-hmm. most fascinating part, which leads me to ask you, what was the most surprising things that you saw or learned early on?
Oh, the entire case surprised me because I'm, you know, Annie Schwartz, who went to, you know, St. Mary's Elm Grove, and and then Divine Savior Holy Angels High School. So, where they still continue to invite me to Career Day and then say, "What are you going to talk about?" I'm like, "What do you think I'm going to talk about?" I'm sorry, it was not Harry Potter. Oh, it was Jeffrey Dahmer. So
sorry, not sorry.
But you know, one of the things that I thought was so curious was the fact that no matter what place in life people came from, no matter what their social status was, they would always say, when you brought up Dahmer, they would say, "Oh, that's disgusting. That's awful. Tell me more."
Yes. Yeah.
And then that was always
it,
no matter
pictures?
Who they were. That's one of the things, Joel, that surprised me.
Yeah.
There are so many others.
I cannot wait to keep asking you about them, because learning about the mind of a serial killer, which you are now probably no more than you ever cared to. Annie Schwartz, author of the book Monster, the true story of the Jeffrey Dahmer murders. I'm Joel Clayfish. Ellie Lawton is here. She's going to be our chef. Danielle Fairman's in the shotgun seat. We love having you on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The CDC is changing its guidance on the COVID vaccines, backing away from its vaccine recommendation and instead telling Americans it's up to them whether or not they get a COVID shot. Airports across Europe are seeing long lines at counters after a reported cyber attack last night.
Brussels airport saying this attack hit the provider whose systems control check-in and boarding. That's left those systems basically inoperable. Airports and passengers resorting to manual options as backup. Now, the U.S.-based parent company of that provider, RTX Corporation, saying in a statement to ABC News that they are, quote, aware of a cyber-related disruption, adding that they are actively working to resolve this issue.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, airports in the United Kingdom and Germany were also affected. Military officials say Russia fired at least 600 missiles into Ukraine overnight, Ukraine responding with attacks on two Russian oil refineries. This is ABC News.
What's next for the Miz? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers play the Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Last night, Milwaukee losing 7-1. Starter Jacob Mizorowski pulled from the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched, after walking three batters and losing command of his pitches. Manager Pat Murphy is not sure where to use the Miz at this point, as a starter or in the bullpen once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that right now he's not on track as a starter. But it doesn't mean he won't be. Just he certainly will be in the future.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow at noon. Running back Josh Jacobs on facing another defense designed to stop the running game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect. So we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
College football, it's the Badgers in Maryland and Madison. I'll have a recap coming up later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers today. We'll see highs near 75 degrees. Pockets of heavy rainfall possible. Tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low around 59. Partly sunny, mid-70s for Sunday. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. Monday, scattered storms and 76.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the newest candidates for governor, State Senator Kelda Royce, about what propelled her into the race to lead Wisconsin in 2026 and beyond.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the co-hostess with the mostest. And of course, our chefferie, our official chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie Lawton. And today, because of Ellie Lawton and oddly, my stepfather-in-law put that together. That's a mouthful right there. But because of those folks and others and a bunch of people, our Weekly Wisco is actually a segment this week, and I'm excited about that because we're talking about raising awareness and raising funds for cancer. And Chris, Jacob, it's got to be tough, yet thrilling and exciting and humbling for you to see something that was such a tragic event turn into such a positive event. Your wife, Lindsay, struggled with cancer and ultimately gave up her fight, but her soul lives on, doesn't it, in this golf outing. Tell me what gave you the motive to put this together and what inspires you every year when you do this outing?
Sure. So initially when we started, my wife was diagnosed in 2019 with appendix cancer, which is a very rare cancer that majority of people don't even know exists. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I still get, every time I talk about it, that's a cancer. I get questions on it, you know. So originally it was started for just to raise awareness. And then I thought, you know, I mean, I thought we'd get a few friends together, a couple coworkers, Ellie, and have some fun. And I thought it'd be 50 people, right? And we'd have a great time.
Come on, Chris. You thought we were just going to sit around and drink beer?
Well, there's truth to that. I mean, that's you know, in 2019, that's what, yeah. The first year, I mean, my numbers are going to be a little off now because I really don't remember. But in the first year, I think we had 120 golfers. And here today, this is our fifth annual. We are at 288 golfers. And Mike, who runs the course, is very mad at me because my limit was 250. So you can.
There's nothing like extra numbers when you're at a fundraiser.
You know, I mean, we want to raise money, but we also got to move stuff through for them and stuff. So their staff does a great job. But, you know, the foundation itself was started simply to raise awareness for appendix cancer. And in 2019, when we started it, we had a positive outlook of where Lindsay's life and the disease would go. Unfortunately, that took a turn in 2023 or 2022, I guess. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in our favor. But she's here in spirit, and I mean, this year is tough because it's the first year she's not here. But last year when she was here, it was also very tough because she wasn't Lindsay, right? She was struggling and hurting and fighting really hard. And, you know, I think Joel said, you know, she gave up her fight. I don't like to say that. I think she laid down and let somebody else fight. And that's kind of where I, like, hey, we got to raise awareness for this disease, and we got to do stuff that to help other people.
How does it make you feel when you come here and you see the unbelievable numbers, the sheer numbers and the outpouring of people who cared so much about this, that they're going to show up rain or shine, hot or cold, every year because they loved her and they love you and they want to see progress made on one of these rare cancers?
I can't explain that feeling. I mean, the outpouring of support that we've had since day one. I contributed a lot to Lindsay. She was the sweetest, most loving person that there is. I mean, she didn't have a hate in her body. And I don't think anyone hated her. Me, on the other hand, whatever. I'm a catalyst. But it just embodies her spirit. I mean, it was all of this. I mean, everybody wants to be here because she's here, you know? And I struggled today a little bit with, like, I didn't want today to be like another funeral, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's not what I want. I want this to be always to be a celebration, A, of her, but also of the disease, the cancer itself, and an awareness that we can continue to raise funds. I mean, there was just an article that came out in Fox News and a couple others publications that it's on the rise with people born in 1985 and above. I think it was up like 27.5% it raised in that category. It's crazy. So this is happening more and more and more. And we have to figure out a better treatment for it and a better, I don't believe that we'll ever cure it, but if we can treat it and successfully help people live with it, that's a win.
There's no doubt about it. What is so interesting to me is I do not believe in coincidences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got Chef Lawton is a weekly feature on our show. She does a cooking segment, which is one of the highly rated portions of our show. How on earth, Chef Lawton works for one of the largest food distributors in the country. Mm-hmm. You work for one of the largest food distributors in the country. She's on the radio. You're putting this together. We're raising awareness about a rare cancer today and a foundation that's able to help in that area. And I walked up today and all I could smell was the food. So you guys, how did you guys end up teaming up on this and performance at, you know, one of the largest food distributors in the country end up being such a large part of this?
So Chris and I have known each other 10 or 12 years, maybe.
She actually trained me when I first came over to be in food sales. Yeah, I trained with Ellie.
Yeah, and normally he tells the story about how first day when I trained him at our last company we worked at together, he got in my car as a new sales rep, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to train you. Get in my car. Sorry if it smells like horse crap and hay, but that's just the way it goes.
And it very much did for the entire day.
And over the years, Chris and I became close friends, and I had the honor and privilege to know Lindsay. And watching this event grow to what it has is just so incredible. And like Chris said, Lindsay is definitely here in spirit today. The sun is shining. And if you ever had the chance to know Lindsay, whether you talked to her for 2 minutes or knew her for 20 years, she was pure sunshine every single day. Even on days where, you know, she wasn't feeling the greatest, when she was fighting her ass off, she was just sunshine for everybody.
I think one of the things to take away from this is that in the state of Wisconsin, and this is one of the great things about being part of Raised in Wisco and doing a show that has to do with the people of this state, there's no better place in the world for people to turn out for each other. Mm-hmm. Events like this are happening all the time. I say on our show, learn something new, be open to understanding something new. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a father-in-law die at age 52 of pancreatic cancer, a very understudied cancer, very misunderstood cancer. Appendix cancer, very misunderstood cancer.
Same
you say,
family.
What can you do out there if you're listening to this show? Take an interest in something. You don't have to do it all, but I'm telling you,
get off the 3-inch by 7-inch. Stop scrolling for a few hours a day and dedicate that time to other people. Dedicate it to making yourself a better person, experiencing the outdoors of Wisconsin. Get on a Wisconsin golf course. This is beautiful here, Ironwood in Sussex. Mm-hmm. The event is packed. Do something that's outside of your comfort zone. Learn about something that can help somebody. The most important thing about today, I think, Chris, is that Lindsay is alive here today. Mm-hmm. And it is her spirit that is inspiring the hundreds of people who showed up today. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're beyond max capacity here. Mm-hmm. So I wanna thank you for taking some time to talk to Raising Wisco. Mm-hmm. I wanna ask you, how can people contribute to the foundation if they would like to do that? If they hear this and they're moved by that, how can they do that?
Sure. So we have a website, Living for Lindsay Foundation, the number 4, .org. We're also on Facebook at Living for Lindsay. And I mean, reach out to me. You know, one of the things that has become part of our organization is I've always wanted to raise awareness for appendix cancer and do things for appendix cancer. And my initial goal was to give towards people that have appendix cancer. There's not a ton of them, thank God. It's growing tremendously. But what we've also kind of shaked to is donating some money to young families battling cancer like mine. I mean, I have an 8-year-old son who's out here today running around. And he lost his mom, and there's a ton of families out there fighting, you know, with dads and moms that are fighting their butts off. If we can help some of that, we're always going to be appendix cancer research and funding. But if we can help other families in the state of Wisconsin, please reach out. We have funds. We have people that are, I mean, the amount of people that are out here right now are amazing. And I mean, I think the goal this year is 50,000. I can tell you that. Yeah, we're already there.
That's
we're going to be good, and we haven't even had the most important part of the night yet. So
yeah.
That's fantastic. So reach out to the foundation. I don't think I could have spent a better segment of Raised in Wisco than talking about this awareness for appendix cancer, for those rare cancers, pancreatic cancer. There's so many cancers, and really we're on the forefront right now of revolutionary change in the medical industry in those areas. But through the magic of radio, we're going to toss it back to me, Danielle, and Ellie in the studio. It's magic, I'm telling you. But what a great day. Thanks so much, Chris Jacob.
I do want to say thank you.
I want to say thank you
to the staff at Ironwood and Mike and Caitlin. They make me look really good at this event. If any of you guys or gals are looking to host an event, the staff here at Ironwood is mm-hmm. top-notch. They are the best of the best.
Yeah, and if they can make you good, look good, Ellie says that's not easy.
Amen. It's not easy.
And we're also going to throw a link up on the Raised in Wisco Facebook page for Living for Lindsay Foundation.
All right, fantastic. Danielle, Joel, and Ellie Lawton, we're going to go back to you in the studio. And we've got an awesome recipe coming up in the next segment. This is Raised in Wisco at Ironwood in Sussex with Chris Jacob for the Living for Lindsay Foundation.
A huge thank you to Chris Jacob for sitting down with us and raising awareness for cancer in general and some of the rare cancers. There's not anybody who listens to the show who has not been touched by cancer. There is not any other state in this country that comes out for its folks the way that Wisconsin does. I think one of the things we talked about together there that was most impressionable to me was the fact that in this life, we do not know how long we have. And I can't impress upon folks enough, set the phone down. Life happens in 3 dimensions. Mm-hmm. It does not happen on those phones. And living for the number 4, lindsay.org is the foundation if you want to contribute to that. And if you have something else that is special to you, get off the couch, put the phone down, get out into the great outdoors of Wisconsin, experience the outdoors, and make an event like this part of your life in some way, because it is not, as you saw Chef Lawton there that day, it's not hard to help.
No, not at all.
You
and
can
it was
have
a
time
day.
Of your life golfing with your buddies.
Yep.
And you're helping.
And I just went to the Living for Lindsay, .org. I went to her page, or their page, sorry. They have raised in the past 5 years over $150,000.
That's fantastic. And I hope it's five times that much very soon.
I hope so.
We got a fantastic recipe coming up. I'm very excited about something I've never heard of until Chef Lawton started to talk about it. I've never heard of this before. I'm just telling you.
Never.
But I want to eat it. That I know. I'm raised in Wisco.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you as we celebrate United Ways Month. We're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, Wisco fans. This is producer Jacob, and today I've got a special best of episode for you to listen to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Raised in Wisco.
I'm a cowboy, baby. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is next to me. Woo-hoo! The world famous culinarian chef. Yes. Ellie Lawton joins us, and Chris Casper's on the show with us tonight.
Do you guys know that Jacob just played the theme song for my casserole?
Oh, you know what? I bet it wasn't. I'm going to bet you it was not even by coincidence, because that's the kind of guy Jacob is.
Yeah, right?
Jacob, you think around the corner sometimes, and
you're
I like
best,
it.
You're the best, Jacob.
I do like that. That's
and
for sure.
I think the most important thing is that even if you don't, you should let people think that you did.
I,
Who knows?
Fake it till you make it, brother. Fake it till you make it. We're doing casseroles for the cooking segment today. I'm going to keep mine wild game, but I'm going to start with Chef Ellie Lawton because that's why she gets paid the big bucks to be on the show as the official chef.
I get paid in Taco John's.
In Wisco. You get paid in Taco John's you bought tonight.
Oh my God, what is happening? I bought, you're drinking out of my Yeti. What is happening here?
Hey, it's a family affair. It's family style. That's what they call that.
Casserole. Well, it's not really casserole season here in Wisconsin, but honestly.
Is it not though?
You can have casserole all year round, right? So casserole, you guys might go back and forth. I know some people that are like, you know what? Lasagna is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
XYZ is not a casserole.
Yes, it is.
Casserole is the dish you bake it in and you serve it out of. Okay.
Can we say that again for the people in the back, aka Josh Belsky?
Josh, don't make me come over and give you a lecture on casseroles.
Yes, he does not say it's a he does not call it a casserole dish.
Oh,
just the glass dish. I'm like, what?
It's a casserole dish.
All right, well, we'll handle that later on with Josh. So my casserole, I've talked about it before. It's cowboy casserole. Everyone always asks me for the recipe. It is so easy. 2 pounds of whatever ground meat you want. I use venison beef. It turns out great. Brown that. Add some onions, some peppers that are sauteed, a little bit of salsa. You're measuring with your heart. about a cup of barbecue sauce. Whatever veggies you have, throw it in there. Saute it up. And the topping is going to be just a cornbread mixture. You can get the pre-mixed stuff or you can make your own from scratch. Throw some jalapenos on top. Bake that for 375 for about 45 minutes till the cornbread is done. And you have an awesome casserole. And then serve it with salsa and sour cream and avocado and some right wing sauce and all the toppings.
Boy. That sounds fantastic.
That's mine.
See, that sounds like a rain day.
Hey, everybody have a great week. See you my mouth is watering for sure. Danielle, tell us about your casserole.
Well, I'm a Popeye fanatic with your Joel Clayfish. Your pot pie is so good. But
yes,
the casserole,
it's
a lot easier. You can either make it with noodles or get the graham biscuits. Just bake your biscuits first. And I love making everything on the Traeger. So just bake your...
What's your meat of choice in your casserole?
Well, that's my girl right there, the Traeger.
I love using steak.
Because
I just love steak. Yeah. I love steak.
You are a steak
Red
girl.
Meat, steak. I'm all about it. But you can use chicken, you can use turkey, you can use whatever protein that you like, just put it in there.
Are you putting in the filling?
I go nice and easy. I like frozen vegetables and I do cans of cream of chicken or cream of mushroom.
Okay.
And then I put
Classic Wisconsin casserole
and you cannot go wrong with it.
You just can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
And even if you have a tougher cut of meat or a less tender cut of meat, when you roll it on that Traeger low and slow all day long,
so good.
It gets so tender.
I put it in a cast iron. We're talking about casserole. I do love cooking cast iron.
That technically makes it a what, chef? That's called a... cobbler, then, correct? A Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yes.
Well, if it was a Dutch oven, it'd have a lid on it.
Oh, that's true.
So we're just going to stick with this as her casserole and move on.
Okay. Yeah, it's my casserole.
Whoa, sorry I blew up, everybody. Casper, what's your casserole?
Well, I do a Reuben tater tot. And I'm from Minnesota, so we call it a hot dish.
Man.
So you got to excuse me.
A hot dish.
Hot dish and casserole is the same thing.
Love me a hot dish.
So however you procure your corned beef, I mean, it could just be as easy as some sliced corned beef for sandwiches, and you chop it up and throw it in, a little bit of sauerkraut, a little bit of Swiss cheese, shredded, throw it in there with some Thousand Island and mix that all together and put it in the bottom of the casserole or hot dish pan and spread it out and then neurotically place the tater tots on top of it, glaze it with some Thousand Island then shred some Swiss on top of it, throw it in the Traeger at 450 or the oven at 450. And if you really want to give that marbled rye taste, grind a little bit of caraway seeds.
Love it. Great idea.
It tastes like a Reuben. I swear to God, it tastes like a Reuben.
I want to know how on earth I am so full and so hungry.
Joel, let's get to your casserole.
What's your answer?
I'm going to roll my wild turkey, wild goose, or venison in the crock pot all day long with a basic recipe, water, lemon juice, some provider seasonings, and a cup of oil. Shred the heck out of it. Take the stock out of that. Make a roux and a gravy. Put it back in with your shredded meat. Put that shredded meat on the base. And then I cover it with stuffing croutons. Ooh. And then I cover that with mashed potatoes. And then I sprinkle chives and bacon bits on top and throw it in the oven to get crispy on the top. And I've got a wild turkey casserole, wild goose casserole.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's Thanksgiving. It is. Something. In a dish.
That is.
Yes.
And, you know, it
that
is.
That sounds amazing.
It's the heat. It's amazing. Like and it's the heat of summer right now, but don't be scared of them casseroles. Serve them outside when it gets a little cooler. We love having you along. Again, another Raised in Wisco that went by in the flash of a pan. That's Danielle Fairman. That's Chef Ellie Lawton. Over there is Chris Casper. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. End the tariff war with China, says Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association.
My message to President Trump is rural America is vital to the viability and long-term success of this country. It's not just ag, but it's rural America as a whole.
Police say they're looking into the mental health history of the man they arrested after shots were fired at an ABC TV station in Sacramento, California. Overnight, Russia carrying out another deadly attack across Ukraine with drones and missiles. Flyers have been posted around San Rafael, California, warning of a vicious squirrel. Police say at least five people have been attacked. Vanessa Potter with the nonprofit Wildcare in San Rafael.
Well, if they associate people with food, then they're not afraid of them. They come up, they look for food, they don't get it. There could be frustrations. They can be territorial of their space.
Some people have gone to the ER. This is ABC News. Travel experts